You wouldn't think that a travelling show involving a country singer, his horses and dogs would give us a few lessons about the workplace, but that's what the Catherine Outback Experience sets out to do, especially when they have a few corporates in the crowd. Adelaide Ng was at the annual travel trade show AIM this last week in Melbourne, where she met award-winning country singer songwriter Tom Curtin, who leads the show.
Tom Curtin, celebrated Australian country singer, what are you doing, I guess is the question, at a very busy travel trade event like this?
Yeah, I suppose, about 20 years ago I started up training horses in the Northern Territory, and then about 5 years ago I started this Outback show in Katherine, Northern Territory. I called the Katherine Outback Experience, where we combine training of horses, training of dogs, country music and bush stories. It's about 3 hours south of Darwin, in the top end of Australia. And so at the moment we're travelling over the summer months, 3 months over the summer, with the truck, the horses, the dogs and the country music. And we're doing about 60 shows over 3.5 months. And so we're just here, doing a show a couple of days ago, about 2 hours south of Melbourne. So, we teamed up with all the crew here at NT Tourism and asked us to come along and put on a bit of a show. So it's just great to be here.
Okay, I guess what is the connection with, this is a business event place, so I'm just wondering, how does that all tie in?
Yeah, we're starting to do business events up there in Katherine. We're getting a lot of, groups and tours. We've had the Ford Incentive people come along with 70 delegates. We put on an Outback show, and then they can have dinners and things there on our place in Katherine. And so, we want to try to really promote that and have more incentives up there in Katherine.
You've talked a little bit about your show, but I'm just wondering, what can people expect when they come and see the show? They know they're going to get a bit of country music, they're going to get, some horses, but what is the big, promise when they experience your show?
Yeah, I think it's all about the psychology between all the animals. We get a lot of animals, working dogs and horses, that people don't like or get along with. We get them for free because people don't like them or want them. We build up their confidence. We build up each personality. There's so many different personalities working with horses and dogs.
So these are difficult animals, you're saying, that other people have decided it's just not worth your time trying to see what's up with them.
That's right. And so we've got to try to work out their personalities and, get the best out of them. And, then we train them up, build up their confidence, and then we resell those animals out into the around the Australian bush. So the working dog would go round up the sheep or cattle on a farmer's property, and the horses are used then to go mustering cattle, or even for little kids to go riding on these horses, which are now transformed. And we talk about the animal psychology, but then we also incorporate that into the workforce and the employees. We now have working for us. They've off, to get the best out of their employees. We talk about how we try to get the best out of them as well.
I'm actually quite curious what the link is. I mean, how do you learn from rescuing animals to how you manage employees?
Well, I think it's in a blanket. I found it's very similar because over the years, when I was a kid, we used very harsh methods. That's how we were taught to train animals, train horses. And we weren't building up much trust at all with the horses.
Cracking the whip.
Yeah, cracking. We're putting hobbles on their feet, trying not to let the horses run away. And now we don't use any of that gear at all. We're sort of more using our body language. And I think with all these horses, for instance, communicate with their ears and their eyes and nostrils, their body shape. And so if we act like another horse by using our body shape, if we really look into the horse's eyes and pull our shoulders back, the horse can say, oh, hang on, this guy is pretty angry, or even a little bit arrogant. And but if we act really humble and our shoulders are down, I drop my eye contact, I drag our feet, then we start building up more trust with the horse. Okay, and it's the same, I believe, working with people. And I'm in the early stages of building my team up there, but I've found that if I concentrate on more of the positive reinforcement working with employees, and if they do make a few mistakes, I don't make a big deal out of it. I sort of because generally speaking, employees, they're trying anyway to do their best, and I sort of overlook, to a certain extent, their mistakes, but really pump them up and build them up when they're doing something positive. I find that more, 99% of the time, the whole team will start lifting, you know, and boost morale in the team. And when you've got 10 or 15 dogs out there, and they've all got different personalities, and, you know, some are doing the wrong thing, some are doing the right thing, I just concentrate on the right thing, ignore a few of those, and then keep building them up, telling them their names and telling them that they're a good dog. And it's amazing to see the whole team of these dogs lift as a team. And for me, that's the buzz, is to get the best out of the horses, the dogs, and now my employees, to really, you know, everyone should be working, I believe, in a gear five, so to speak, to really maximise your business potential.
Yeah. You've learned quite a lot of amazing things about animals in this time, and some of them you were just explaining in the Northern Territory showcase that we've just been to. But even the horse's ears, the position of their ears mean something. They're trying to tell you something.
Yeah, definitely. There's so much, and I'm still learning all the time, but there's so much in animal behaviour. And so, sure, animals can't speak to you, dogs and horses, but they can tell you a hell of a lot of what they're thinking and what they're feeling, if they're nervous, you know, how much trust they've got within each other. And just by the angle of their ears, the colour in their eye, if they've got wrinkles around their nostril, tells me how angry the horse is getting. So there's and different horses will show different signs at different rates of training, you know. So I think the real art or the challenge to get the best out of the individual horse or dog or employee is to sort of really observe the behaviour or their body posture, and, you know, gauge that accordingly.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see you actually stand up on the horse and sing and play the guitar, and the horse is pretty still.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous. I was a bit nervous today because we're in a confined area, but I honestly believe if you've got the trust from working with the horse around the ground and slowly building up his trust, then you should be able to stand up and, you know, do things like that. And that was a crazy bet. Someone bet me to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
But it is part of your show, is it not?
It is part, yeah. But a few years ago, a bloke said, "Why don't you do this as a bet?" And I said, "Well, I've never done it." And we did it that day and it worked. And he said, "Mate, you should do that every show now and stand up no matter what horse you're on, just to show that you're building confidence with, you know, to show how confident and trust you've got between man and horse."
That's pretty amazing. If I can ask you about your the audience for your shows.
Yeah, I think it's growing. When we first started, not many people knew about it. And we were sort of based in Katherine and it was just sort of the drive market. But now word is getting overseas. The show is very portable, so we can take the show to Darwin or Alice Springs, or even now further afield. Next year we're planning on even coming down to Brisbane and Sydney, doing conferences and big shows like that. So it's very much, a market that from the kids right through to the grandparents, you know, because it's all about the training. We get the crowd involvement to hold drums and help us with the animals, so it's very much a hands-on show. And I think it's not scripted, so I don't really know what's going to happen with all these different dogs. They might jump off the drums or jump off the horse, you know, so at different times. And I want to show people how we get them back onto, you know, the
focusing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, for them to come along and actually pat a horse, or, you know, see a dog, cuddle the little puppies. We have a lot of puppies all the time. And I had one lady there the other day that was 87 that had asked if she could pat the horse. And I said, "Yeah, pat the horse." And then she started crying. I said, "Oh, are you okay?" And she said, "Oh, ever since I was a little kid, I'd always wanted to pat a horse. And I've never patted a horse before. So can I just..." So she just... I said, "You just stay there for as long as you want." So she stayed for about half an hour just patting this horse. And for me, that's the buzz. You know, I get really great excitement out of that.
Wow, that's pretty profound.
Yeah. So it's really cool to get that connection.
Apart from that, what do you hope audiences will take away from the whole experience?
I think working with the animals, to see you can You don't have to be cruel or harsh to get results with animals. They can get an insight into Outback Australia, how all the other farms or cattle stations usually train their animals to get the job done, to round up cattle. And I suppose, yeah, it's all about the lessons we can learn from the animals. With a little bit of country music intertwined in there, some great Australian stories about the change and the problems people face, but how people overcome that to get on their travels. You know, it's, for me, it's a real buzz, keeps me ticking.
Yeah. Well, Tom Curtin, I can see you're clearly passionate and great ambassador for the Northern Territory. So thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks for having us. Good on you. Cheers.
That was Adelaide Ng speaking with Tom Curtin at AIM. And that certainly is a great experience, I'd imagine. I'd love to see his show.
You couldn't mistake him for someone from China or Russia, could you?
No, he's part of the Outback.
Yeah, he is. He was feeding him true blue.
Yeah, a country singer. Right.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.